In Miami, the art of Romero Brito is hard to miss. Huge, cartoon-like figures tower over shopping mall entrances and grin happily from billboards. One even climbs up the side of a condo building. Brito's work is simple, drawings of children, butterflies, and flowers. It has made him wealthy and famous around the world. But as NPR's Greg Allen reports on that nagging question, is it really serious art?
In Miami, there's no artist who's better known or more popular than Brito, and developers are some of his biggest fans. Developers like John Kokinchek, who dedicated three Brito sculptures at a new shopping center downtown.
Romero has managed to create contemporary masterpieces that invoke a spirit of hope.
How are you doing? Wow, it looks so nice, this one in red. So you're going to do the whole butterfly in red? What's you going to do? What about you? Yellow? You know, yellow is my favorite color.
Brito is in his element. There's a Brazilian drum ensemble and a children's paint party to celebrate the unveiling of his sculptures, a heart, a butterfly, and an 11-foot-tall dancing boy. The bold outlines, bright colors, and simple images of Brito's art appeal to children, public officials, and art collectors alike. Brito says there's a reason his work is so popular. It makes people happy.
Some people in the arts that they really still believe that art is only important if you're talking about something like disgusting or horrible or depressing, you know. But I think, you know, feeling good, and I think is happiness is not like a shallow feeling. It's a very deep feeling.
Being a purveyor of happiness has paid off for Romero Brito. The artist, who's in his mid-40s, employs about 70 people, many at his sprawling workshop in Miami's Wynwood Art District. Some are building and painting frames for his prints. Others are working on creating and shipping his art to customers around the world. And down a hallway behind glass doors is his studio.
And here I come out with the ideas, and I put in my canvases, and I put the colors. I have several assistants to help me to fill in my colors. I try to keep this place very, you don't talk about anything else but creativity in here.
It's an art business empire that stretches from Brazil, where some of his sculptures and other work is fabricated, to galleries in New York, London, and Geneva. Looking around the workshop, you can find Brito's art on paintings, prints, sculptures, shoes, bicycle shirts, shopping bags. There's even a Brito cologne. Crass commercialism or art brought to the people, it's all happened in just 2 decades. Brito arrived in Miami in 1987. 2 years later, his career took off when he was asked to design a commemorative label for Absolut Vodka, following in the footsteps of pop artists Andy Warhol and Keith Haring. On the walls of his workshop and gallery is the evidence of the doors that have opened since. Testimony from Ted Kennedy, Jeb Bush, and Gloria Estefan. Photos of Brito with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Chelsea Clinton.
The vocabulary that I have is a universal one. My audience is very large. I want to reach out to millions of people.
Some people would say, if everybody can understand it, then it must be too simple, right? I mean, you probably get that, right?
No, it's not because it's simple. I mean, it's simple, it's not simple. But beautiful things in life is really simple anyway. If you're going to get like one of orchids or a flower or, you know, animal or something, it's very simple. It's not complicated.
And what better place to reach out to people than Miami Beach?
Here are his sculptures and posters for sale and memorabilia.
Right, and here we have some kind of reproductions of, here's his Absolut bottle that one,
yes,
they kind of made him famous.
Yes, and the Swatch watch and from Tiffany's.
Brito Central is the artist's shop and gallery in the heart of the trendy South Beach scene. You can buy a $14 notepad or a $200,000 original painting. Sales associate Don Stone says many buyers come from Europe and Latin America. They're drawn by the direct appeal of his bright colors and cartoon-like images, and they're reassured that Brito's paintings have steadily appreciated. Which brings us to another issue. There's no question that Brito's art is popular and that people respond to it. But will it have staying power? Some critics are skeptical, calling Brito's art derivative and decorative, lacking in emotional depth. The director of the Frost Art Museum at Florida International University, Carol Damian, says pop artists have heard these slams before.
The same thing was also true about Andy Warhol when he started to create his work, the Brillo Box, for instance. Everybody said, but is it art? Romero Brito has just taken this 40 years beyond into his environment. It's not the Brillo Box. It's not the Campbell's soup can. It's Miami. And it's popular in Miami. So what's wrong with that?
There are signs that even conservative art institutions are starting to take notice. Last year, to commemorate the opening of the King Tut exhibition in London, Brito created a 45-foot-tall pyramid that was erected in Hyde Park. And this winter, his work will be part of a group show at the Louvre in Paris. To which Brito says, so what?
I don't care if it's going to be in a museum. I used to show my work in the sidewalk. I want people to see my work. It doesn't matter where. You know, artists in the time of the Renaissance, you know, if you paint the walls, it's going to be, like, really bad. If you paint the ceiling, it'll be prestigious. You know, I don't care. I mean, at this point today, people see the piece of Michelangelo on the walls, and they see on the ceiling, you know, and I'm sure that people are really in awe just to see it doesn't matter on the wall or on the ceiling. And for me, I want my work to be closer to people.
That's why Brito was pleased with an exhibition featuring his sculptures that's now traveling around the U.S. A real estate company, Developers Diversified Realty, is showing Brito's work in venues with which by now he's very comfortable. Shopping malls. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.